thing is, you don't have to go in order. I should have said this earlier. Now that you've done group A, if you do group B, it's going to be almost the same thing. It might not even be that perceptible a difference between like 80 and 90 or 40 and 45. You know, at 160 to 180, you'll notice it. But just to mix it up, like skip around, like choose a different letter now that you've done A. Besides B, choose something else.
Okay, so D.
All right, D. So now you're going to choose, which one are you going to choose? 55, 110, or 220?
110.
Okay, and so we discovered, like in this student's example, we discovered that 80, at 80, she could do 16ths for one beat with legato, right? And now at 110, it's going to bring up different stuff. We don't know what that stuff is, but we're going to find out. The student said somehow that the 16ths feel easier at 110 than they did at 80. But let me just point out, and you're doing everything great, let me just point out you're not doing a whole beat worth of 16ths. You're just interjecting them in eighth notes. Like, let me hear eighth notes at 110. Yeah, and a whole beat, a whole bar of 16ths. Yeah, that was that was harder, right?
Yep.
But you can easily do one or two 16ths in a string of eight, so let's hear that. What I mean is just do eighths and do a couple of 16ths here and there to lock it in. Cause so it may feel easier, and that's because you're not stringing them for as long of a duration, which is normal. But it's good. It's good to know this. Like that. So let's play along together. Just eighth notes, but you'll string in some 16ths. Pretty cool, right? And so, if you want to also mess around with 16 triplets, you may. But otherwise, it's good just to note that to right next to that column, put like 110. You know, you can do two, like, well, whatever it would be, like two or three beats of 16ths. Let's just put two beats in a row. Like, I don't think you went like. Like three, I think he just did two, like at most. That would be two, like one would be, and then two would be, we're talking about strings of 16ths. So it's good to know where you're at. Sometimes this whole exercise, we didn't talk about it, you may have trouble rushing or dragging at certain tempos. I certainly do. Everybody has their comfort zone with tempos, and that's what this map was meant. That's why I designed it for myself. I'm like, you know, I always gravitate towards certain tempos. Sometimes I play solo, when I play in the solo gig, like I'm like, yeah, this is fun, but I'm doing the same tempo I just did like 10 minutes ago. Like maybe I only have two or three tempos and those are my comfort zones, and the rest is like, so that's why I designed this. Another student said 50 and he's doing 16ths, and my suggestion to him was, because he was having trouble like connecting with the metronome. So he was looking at the metronome, which is good. And then he's also trying it just orally without looking at it. One suggestion I gave to him was accent the first, let's see, he's doing four notes per click at 50 beats a minute. So 16th notes. So I asked him to accent the first of those. So it might sound like this, click, click. So accent, like that. Go ahead, you can play. And that feels pretty good, right? So here's another way to do it. Leave more space. Do that plus slower notes. It might sound like this. So everything from quarters to sixteenths. Or you can even go slower than that, like 2, 3. That's just a long time at 50. How's that feel? Me and the student are now doing one hammer-on if we're ascending to make a 32nd note in this tempo, and one pull-off when we're descending. I like to do it in the middle because then it makes the beginning and the end grounded as you were before. Grounded meaning you're with the metronome. So like, or, and you can do that anywhere. So pick any three-string lick and do a hammer-on in the middle if you're ascending, and pull off if you're descending.
You know. So now the student's trying to do triplets at 130. Can I hear just 130 quarter notes? And when you say triplets, eighth note triplets or half? Like three wind and one beat, or?
I'm trying to do.
Okay, so just do one beat at a time, like go, let's say you went 1, 2, 3, 2, 3, da 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 da. Right, good. Good, so that's fairly easy for you. Why was it hard before? Because I think you were trying to do a string of them, like two or three in a row. So now when you got one, now you could do two. Or at least try it. Like, it might be something like 1, 2, da-ga-da-da-ga-da-da, and then rest. 1, da-da-da-ga-da-da-ga-da-da, something like that. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. Good. And then so maybe you might try for three. Maybe you can, maybe you can't. But it might be like da diggity 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 da, 2, 3, 4, da diggity 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 da, 2, here we go. 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, da 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 da. So I'm just giving one beat and then three sets of triplets. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. Forgot there for a minute. Nice job. If that's just within reach, you might stick with that for longer. To get it more comfortable and more relaxed.
So I'm doing three.
Choosing to keep working with that, it'll strengthen your vibrato. I mean, your legato, I'm sorry. And your triplet feel at the same time. So, everything's good. You might also vary up the harmonic content, where sometimes you're playing, like we're in F, you're playing F major pentatonic, and sometimes you're playing F major, like Ionian. So, like, or, you know.